They're Swayze adjacent. He couldn't be in everything. They're Swayze adjacent. So we'll talk about him. They're Swayze adjacent. He couldn't be in everything. They're Swayze adjacent. So we'll talk about him.
Josh, Josh, Josh.
That's me. I'm Josh.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. And who are you?
I'm Vince.
The host of Crazy for Swayze?
And you're the host of Crazy for Swayze.
I'm the co-host.
This is the host and the co-host of Crazy for Swayze on Crazy for Swayze saying, hey, how you doing?
I'm also Crazy for Swayze, pointing that finger right back at you. I'm okay. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing great.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm fine. It's very cold outside here in Detroit, and it's been a chilly motherfucker. Have you been keeping warm, bruh?
I have. My furnace seems to work.
Mine is kind of working.
We'll keep those furnaces on.
Let's do their best. Man, it's been fucking cold. I hope y'all are being able to keep warm because it is the first week in January here. And like most things, the first week in January, or second week in January. I forgot what week this is.
It might even be the third week by now.
It's probably the third week.
We're well into January.
We're very January'd right now. And like most things in January, plans change. So our initial plan kind of fell through. So we're doing a backup plan today. Josh, do you want to tell the people what we're watching?
God, no, I couldn't possibly. Like, I can't cop to it.
Everyone, we're watching this new Rob Lowe game show called The Floor.
Now, where does this air?
On Fox.
Okay, because it goes, as far as I can tell, it's a Hulu show. That's what I thought.
It's on Fox. It comes out on Hulu the next day kind of situation, right? But yeah, Rob Lowe is the host of this game show where it involves, it's trivia and stuff like that.
It's not trivia.
Well, okay, the description that I've found from the internet, right, says 81 contestants compete in a trivia duel against one another, securing spaces on a floor grid with each victory until one contestant claims the entire floor and takes home the grand prize.
Like, that sounds good, right?
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds pretty straightforward.
The concept of the show seems good.
Yeah, but
I don't need to know about the contestants. I don't need to know about why their expertise is supposedly the thing that it is. None of that matters to me. Just give me the categories and show me the pictures.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what this is. Josh had a little bit of experience. Did you watch a whole episode or just a little bit of an episode?
Dude, I put on an episode and then like I could not continue. I had to turn it off.
Okay. So we are going to do our best to just consume this. I'm not going to take notes. I don't think we could take notes if we wanted to on this kind of thing.
Well, we've got to rank it on the Swayze scale. Swayze scale. So
I guess we will have to take some notes. Should we just rule some things out right now? There are no knives, no.
We don't know that.
Oh God, you're right.
There could be anything. On
knife
show.
Trivia.
It's not trivia.
It says it's trivia.
All right.
Right. Okay. So this was originally a Dutch show from the Netherlands. That's where the Dutch are. Oh. But they have multiple country versions because it was kind of thing like it took off over there over the past season because it started last year in 2023.
Okay.
Right? And it became hot. So they made a bunch of franchises. So they've got different versions in Argentina, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Romania, Spain, Ukraine, and here in the US of A.
I hate that.
And apparently the original Dutch version had 100 contestants on a 10 by 10 LED grid, and the American version has 81 contestants on a 9 by 9.
Wow, because we're 90% as good as the Dutch, or 81%, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know why they changed it. Maybe it's because it's in feet instead of the metric system.
Oh, it's got to be a metric thing.
I've got no idea. Who knows, right? But yeah, this was this Dutch show that is now here, and Rob Lowe hosts it. And I am excited to see how Rob Lowe does in such a situation, because I don't think I've ever seen him host anything before.
How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
Yes. So, Josh, these contestants, right? You've said that there are a bunch that we get to, like, know?
No, not a bunch. Maybe, like, three.
Okay. Can you please elaborate? Like, how do we get to know them? Like,
Rob Lowe's going to ask them questions.
Okay.
As if he fucking cares.
Because I pulled up the Wikipedia page, right? And we've got the, you know, just the... I was going to say one name, but there was one person with two names. Just Sid, the CEO of a staffing company from Muskegon, Michigan, age 35, category veggies. Like, what the fuck? And then this is Zai, daycare teacher from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 28, category tools and veggies.
Vince, you're not even going to believe this. Like, I can't. I feel like I can't tell you before we watch it how the game show works. Because when you see it, you're just going to be like, what the fuck?
The way that this table is broken up, the categories are veggies, tools and veggies, bugs, dogs, popular books, slogans.
There's some of them are so broad, and then some of them are so specific.
Musicals, horror movies specifically, international foods.
Yeah, I'm an expert on all international foods. Ask me about the international food of Ukraine.
The college team's spices and condiments. What a well-rounded individual.
Wait, how many? What is it?
All right, Sean, an engineer from Miami, Florida. He's age 39. He specializes...
He likes long walks on the beach.
In college teams...
No.
Okay, there's no commas in this. This is all college teams, spices, and condiments.
So do specific college teams have spices and condiments?
I'm wondering that now, reading this. I mean, it could just be a poorly put together table.
Yes, it is.
Tom, tour guide from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 38. He specializes in bands, sci-fi, and horror movies.
Bands, sci-fi, horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah, TV hosts, musicals, international
foods. Well, that just means
that
those are the ones that they are going to be have to answer questions on.
Okay, well, I'm excited to see how this works because it looks like all these people have a very diverse specialty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and from what you make it sound like, I'm excited to just see, right? I did see that there were some changes from, like, what the winnings and shit like that are. Like, in America, the contestants with the most territory at the end of each episode to get $20,000, and the last one standing at the end of the season will get $250,000, right?
I feel like it's not that much money, right?
It doesn't feel like – it's $250,000, but, yeah, it doesn't feel like that much money. It feels like the weekly prize – if you're on it for the 9 episodes or whatever it is, if you win each weekly prize, then you're going to win more money than the grand prize, right?
Sounds like it.
I don't know. I'm not good at math. That probably doesn't math very well. But that doesn't fucking matter. There involves 45-second clocks. There's head-to-head duels. There's fucking... You got to identify images and shit like that. There's multiple guesses.
You got to identify images and shit like that. What is like identifying images?
I don't know, dude. This is why we're watching this. We are going to watch this 43-minute television show.
Oh, my God.
So you don't have to. And we'll let you know what happened. If it's good, we might watch a few more.
I'll just remind... Let's remind the people why we're watching this. We're watching it because Rob Lowe himself is Swayze adjacent from the film Youngblood, which is about him playing hockey and banging some woman, and also the other one, The Outsiders.
Yeah. We'll see how that ties into this once we watch it. I'm positive it will, Josh.
He's so fucking funny. He thinks he's so self-aware.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
It's Rob Lowe.
He's a fucking liar.
Dude.
Rob the Lowe's, you know? Like, we want you to. We want to have an answer to the question. If he could, how many? Dude, I'd say at least 17.
I'd figure that as well, too. What's he driving?
Oh.
Is he robbing them to get one of like their U-Hauls or something like that?
Well, I don't think the U-Haul would get him fast enough to another Lowe's. Dude, there's like, he's driving something fast.
There's like three or four right on grass. We could just hit them all one at a time.
Now that I'm thinking about it, they're always so close together. I bet he, like, if he was on a Coke bender, he could probably do over 50.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. I bet he could.
Easy.
Well, okay, would it be like a scavenger hunt? Would you want him to get a different thing at each one? Or can he like run in there and just get a thermostat at every Lowe's?
He needs to rob them. He needs to come in with a gun and be like, I'm Rob Lowe. I'm robbing this Lowe's.
All right. Yes. I would like this to be a television show, a reality show. And he teams up with Exhibit and Little John.
They get him a sick whip so that he can rob more Lowe's.
Josh, I'm in. Let's make this show. So are you ready to watch this gauntlet of Americanized Dutch sportsmanship?
Oh yeah, I love the Dutch.
I love the Dutch, I think. Josh, was that a pleasant experience?
What if one of the categories was just Patrick Swayze movies?
I don't know. We would nail it. I hope it wouldn't be you and I against each other.
It couldn't be. No, yeah, yours could be Swayze and mine could be Kirsten Dunst.
What if mine was Swayze and yours was Patrick's?
but there's, how many Swayzes are there? Like four?
There's Don Swayze. There's a Swayze that works on NPR that edits their morning podcasts.
Congratulations to him.
There's an older sister, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot who the older sister was. Doesn't fucking matter. Dude, this show was kind of fun.
I'm glad you liked it.
I liked it.
You know, like, there was a curveball, because I didn't watch the whole first episode, so let's see.
That's where you went wrong, because it really picked up at the end.
What was the, popular books, was when it took a, no, songs about places, only the fourth category.
Yeah.
Really took it in a weird direction.
So
everyone has an expertise.
Yes.
But do you think that they chose their expertise, or do you think they picked them out of a bag, or what? Because it seems like some of them weren't actually experts.
See, that was your question initially, and I feel like I agree with the fact that you had to pick out of like 100 or something like that.
And so
right?
many of them said that they were like trivia experts.
Yeah, and or they would say they were trivia experts, but then they would go up there and they'd have a different expertise kind of situation.
Bugs.
Yeah, so I do think that it was like they pre-picked all these different topics so that they could have the slideshows and shit like that already prepared.
Yeah.
You know? And then make them answer their questions to the best of their abilities.
They're not questions. They're pictures.
Yeah. So what?
So they're pictures.
Yeah.
They just show the picture and you got to name the picture. Yeah,
name whatever's in the picture. And like Josh was saying, there was a book title category that it was Catcher in the Blank. So you'd have
Blank in the Rye.
Oh, Blank in the Rye. Excuse me. And like,
it would show you the cover of the book and the author.
And the author. One of them was, it just says Stephanie Myers on the top. And obviously blank. It was Twilight. But like, you have to like infer with the arch that they provided with, you know, and stuff like that.
How about dogs?
Dude, that was nuts.
Pictures of dogs.
They just named this dog breed.
It's like Pitbull. That's not a dog breed. God.
It passed, though. Yeah, and like, I enjoyed it so much, we just watched a second episode also.
So in the first episode, our topics are tools, cars. Cars, where you are just shown the logo of
just,
a car company.
Just the logos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to guess the car manufacturer. And then A-listers, songs about places, popular books, slogans, dogs. Was there anything in particular that stood out to you in the first episode? Any particular pictures that were odd?
I thought that the slogans one was weird. you know, just because it was the person that went up there, Zane was very animated.
He was, what did he say his deal was?
I don't know. He was a stunt fucking, man. Oh, was he the stunt man?
Yeah, stunt man Zane.
I thought he was, and then there was also a wrestler that went up there.
Mm-hmm. That might have been the second episode, but yes.
Oh, the second episode? Yeah, there was a wrestler, and he was fun. I don't know. I thought they were good. But I did think that the A-listers was the hardest category for me personally in that first episode.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, because there were a lot of people I didn't know.
I don't remember. I know all the answers.
You know
so
them
much
all?
Smarter than these people. That lady didn't even know what nails were.
Tools was the first category. They were just like, hammer, wrench.
That made me want to turn it off immediately, dude.
Dude, this was great. I am so happy the Dutch gave this to us so we could Americanize it with Rob Lowe in Italy.
It's no Taskmaster. I'll tell you that.
It's not a Taskmaster. I thoroughly enjoy the Taskmaster. I have not seen the American version, though.
I heard it's not good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't Reggie Watts one of the isn't he the Taskmaster?
Probably.
The Taskmaster?
On Taskmaster, is Greg the Taskmaster or is Alex the Taskmaster?
Greg is the Taskmaster because he has his head is the trophy.
And he, like, makes all the decisions.
Yeah.
But when they're doing the tasks, Alex is there, and he's the one who judges them.
Oh. Alex is, like, the dictator. He's the creator.
Yeah, he's the creator. But he acts like he's not. He acts like he's the goon.
Goon? I don't know. It's television, dude. I don't know how magic works.
This show is not fucking magic. It does have the randomizer, though.
All right. Yeah, they just do all these duels, and it's fun and
knowledge duel.
It's fine. It's knowledge to the basis level, you know.
Can you identify a photo?
Yeah,
and fashion brands.
And if you can't, then you get a 3-second penalty.
Not if you say the wrong thing. Just if you have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say as many things as you can, like our boy Tom. That was his name, right?
Okay.
The guy who was, like, winning.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was, like, you know, he'd get ready to do a round. He'd just, like, say a bunch of the things that he thinks could possibly be in the round.
Like, okay.
Like, let's see. What would we have? Toys. I don't think he had anything for that. Bugs. Cereals. He was naming a bunch of cereals before the round started.
Yeah, we started to notice that when a few of the competitors were going up more than once. You know, because they were trying to accumulate, obviously, more territory on the board. They started doing little things more often than not. And this one guy, Tom, just started naming things in the category. Like, for sci-fi, yeah, he did go up there and go. He went, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader, Captain Kirk. And then, like,
Darth Vader was the first thing up.
First thing up there, you know.
Damn, so he was like, oh, I'm ready.
And he was so he was just starting trying to name things. He went there for his like popular music. He's like ABBA, Black Sabbath. Like he just like naming the most random NSYNC, like just craziest bullshit he could think of.
With toys, bugs, cereal, TV hosts, bands, and sci-fi.
Dude. That's nuts.
That's nuts.
That's nuts.
I don't even remember what the sci-fi round was.
That was when they were talking about different characters they were doing like
Darth Vader, Obi-Wan,
yeah,
Captain Kirk,
yeah, it was that one. Doc Brown. He was so excited for Doc Brown.
I just wish I had like a slideshow prepared for us so you and I could do a Swayze round.
We can. I'll make a slideshow for you if you want me to.
Okay,
I'll watch more of this bullshits with you. We watched 2 episodes. It's supposed to be like, what, 6 episodes or 9 episodes or something?
I don't know. There's 3 episodes out now, and there's another one out this week. So.
Yeah, it comes out on Tuesdays, so I might catch up and be ready to watch it on Tuesday with you. Who knows? This is sick. there are so many fucking people involved, and like we watched, like I said, two episodes, and we only scratched the surface of the people that have been talked to.
Why do you think they tried to act like it was the next day, even though everyone was clearly wearing the same clothes?
Dude, I don't know. See, that's the thing with these kind of game shows. They try and film as many as they can in a short time span, so they can like work for 3 or 4 weeks, right? And get like a whole season of television.
And they try and bamboozle you. That's what I don't appreciate.
I don't know if it's necessarily bamboozling, man. That's the magic of fucking cinema and just...
This isn't cinema!
And
it's television!
Television. That's the magic of it, man.
If they want me to believe it's a different day, they have to change their clothes.
Dude, the Tonight Show, they film it, like, multiple times.
They only do it once.
They film it in the beginning of the day.
Yeah, they film it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You gotta wait outside for 3 hours first, and then inside for another hour, and then get fluffed by the random local comedian for an hour.
Yeah, get fluffed by.
He's gonna come into the crowd and jerk everybody up. And then you can laugh at Stephen Colbert. Then and only then.
Dude, I liked this. How did you feel about Rob Lowe specifically, though?
Rob, the host of the show.
The host of the show.
I love that he immediately gave shade to the second guy who, like, failed. He's like, oh, no, it's the first lady who failed. He's like, oh, it's not like I don't know what nails are.
Yeah, immediately. Okay, so he's wearing an earpiece, right? Do you think that they're pumping him fucking lines, or do you think that he's just got that on as, like, a monitor so he can hear what he sounds like?
Right? Does Rob Lowe just want to listen to himself?
Yeah.
Is what you're asking.
Yes. So I want to make sure that he is like, I would think Rob Lowe wants to know what his voice sounds like so then he can give a proper performance for all these people that he's working with, right?
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, he's got this earpiece and I'm thinking he's getting stage directions from like, you know, the director.
Yeah. Oh, drop an insult, Rob.
Yeah. Say something witty and then he's like, oh, nails. Oh.
Yeah. Yes, I do think they're feeding him lines.
Yeah, that's okay. Do you think it's okay?
Sure, why not? What the fuck? I mean, like, what do I care? He's funnier than Steve Harvey.
Do you think Steve Harvey has an earpiece that feeds him fucking lines?
No, it feeds him facial expressions.
I think there's big old signs that just light up.
For his facial expressions?
Yeah.
Give shocked.
I think that that's what it is. It just says, like, there's like 7 words on the backside of all the cameras. And it's just a red light pops up on top. Surprised.
Scandalized.
Yeah.
disappointed.
Woogity face. Like penis joke. Like I don't know. That's how I feel like they feed lines to Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. That seems right to me. They don't feed lines to him. They feed him emotions. Yes.
And they just say generally act like this and everyone will giggle because you're being a buffoon.
Yeah, I think it's probably more specific for Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
He just puts his Rob Lowe spin on it.
Yeah, he does. And I liked that he's flirting with all the people who have like 80s guys and talk show hosts and stuff like that or TV hosts as their categories because it's like, I could be included in this.
Maybe there's going to be a photo of me. And that implies to me that there is a photo of him in there. That could get randomized up.
I think there is. I'm almost positive there is, especially in that 80s category. He was so hot in the 80s.
It's so dumb.
We watched two of his 80s movies and everyone agrees he was hot in them.
Everyone agrees.
Everyone agrees.
Mr. Youngblood is hot.
Yeah. I mean, he was so hot that after he had sex with that lady, he had to throw water all over the both of them.
Do you think he even remembers?
That he did that?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think he remembers that he was in a hockey movie with Patrick Swayze.
I don't know. It was really early in his career, right? And then afterwards, I'm sure that's when he, you know, got all of his trouble. So, like,
that's where he found all the trouble.
I'm sure some of it got blacked out. You know, didn't black it out, bro.
Yeah,
you can't remember everything.
It was hockey. I remember hockey.
Do you think that he remembers that fucking the other shoe that we watched?
Oh, gosh, the other shoes. If the shoe fits, is that the one?
The one with Jennifer Grey.
If the shoe fits.
Is that what it was called? If the shoe fits?
I think so.
Dude, I can't remember. It was really bad.
You kept wanting to call it A Step in Time, but that's not what it's called.
Yeah, that's not at all what it's called. I found another Rob Lowe and Jennifer Grey movie.
Is it also about shoes or what?
I think it's about like the end of the world.
What?
Yeah, it's unclear. I've never seen it. But, you know.
I don't trust him, you know? Like, I feel like if I went on that show, he'd roast me.
What? Why?
Because he's a roaster.
Rob Lowe is a roaster? I mean, he's had a roast about him?
He'd be like, what, you think you're an expert on Patrick Swayze? I was in two movies with Patrick Swayze. Couldn't tell you what they were. Let's ask an 80s movie guy. What was the two movies I was in with Patrick Swayze?
I think you nailed it.
Pass.
That's exactly what it would be. Yeah, Josh, this was a fun show. I don't know what you were thinking in the past.
I was thinking that showing me a picture of something and asking me to identify it is literally the most base, stupid shit that you could possibly do. It's a fucking game show from Idiocracy. Like, what? It's like, ouch my balls. But the opposite.
Yeah. This, like, I would say this would be the perfect thing for children, but, like, they're naming power tools and,
yeah,
like,
have the knowledge.
Luxury brands and stuff like that. It's children's games, but geared at adults.
It's flashcards.
Yeah, it's flashcards. I'm not fucking hating on the idea because, like, we were sitting there yelling things at the television as well. But, like, yeah, it's a real simple concept.
But when someone's sitting there and they can't identify nails, no amount of me yelling at the TV, nails, is going to make me feel good.
But then you get to know Kai then gets Sid's square on the ground, this weird risk game that everyone's absorbing other countries and, oh.
That the guy who's winning, Tom. His shape is all fucked up, the shape that he's got on the board.
Yeah, because he just keeps acquiring more and more places.
And there's certain things he's like afraid of, he doesn't want to touch.
Yeah, there's the option to obviously challenge the people with multiple squares. So they're making quick acquisitions, right? Mm. So one person will challenge somebody who had two squares. So now they've got three squares all together, you know?
And if you have one square and you challenge someone with eight squares, you're going to get all eight of those squares, motherfucker.
Yeah, if you win, you got nine squares then. So there's the race to get that extra $20,000 that
at the end of the day
that people are like trying to plan around. That first guy, that nerd, who was that? Jasper?
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, he looks like he's a big old nerd.
That's what he looks like. He looks like he's got like big glasses and sometimes reads things.
He looks like
he plays video games.
He's got leather patches on his blazer fucking elbows. It looks like he has, smoked a pipe, a wooden pipe. It looks like he
goes to the library sometimes. Yeah. Fucking nerd.
He owns something made of velvet and he likes to touch it. I don't know. That's just like cool. I'm not trying to be like shitty, like how he's like an evil villain. It's not a kind of evil villainy to me.
It sounds to me like I don't know anyone who strokes velvet.
I was trying to think of like something eccentric.
It sounds like you're telling on yourself or something. So that's a weird thing to do.
That's where I went for eccentric. Like, I want to stroke velvet. I want to be draped in velvet. Like George Costanza.
Like Velvet Larry.
Like Velvet Larry. Josh, are you going to watch more episodes of this television show?
Only if you make me.
Only if I make you? I mean, I'll watch more episodes of this television show. Joe's out there watching it right now. I'm going to have to watch this one to keep up with her because she's fucking into it, bro.
You got
to
know all the pictures that were seen.
I got to know who's still there.
I was impressed that they got through seven categories in the first episode and then eight in the second episode.
Yeah, it's timed out pretty well. It
seemed to me like it was only going to be four or five people because, like, he throws to the audience reaction so often.
Mm-hmm. Not audience reactions, other contestant reactions, because they're all just standing out there on the floor.
Yeah.
So, like, someone will be getting something wrong, and someone will be out in the crowd, their mouth agape.
Making faces, going, oh, damn, I can't believe they're gone.
Like, occasionally people would scream. Just like, whoa, what is happening at this game show? Rob Lowe, keep your people under control.
Do you think that this is worse than The Masked Singer?
No, nothing is worse than The Masked Singer. At least these people are like genuinely looking at pictures and trying to say what they are. I don't believe a single bit of The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
I don't believe that it's the celebrity inside the costume. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it's the celebrity singing. And if they are singing, it's pre-recorded. Because there's no way that you've got fucking old-ass Paul McCartney out there singing and dancing.
You think Paul McCartney is on The Masked Singer?
He's not?
Is he? I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't think Grammy award-winning Beatle Paul McCartney would be on that.
I think you might be wrong. I have no idea, dude.
You know who I do think would be on it?
Sarah Palin.
Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Both of them were on it. That's the fun thing about it.
Yeah. You can't get me to believe that they've got actual famous people who have, like, lives and schedules out there for any amount of time doing this bullshit.
Like, okay. So, the fucking Masked Singer, not a fun reality game show bullshit.
I don't mean to say it's not fun. I mean to say that it's not real, and it makes me angry.
Okay, so it's not reality. It's
something.
It's scripted to anger Josh specifically. I like the idea that there's like an executive at Fox that's just like, no, fuck Josh Young. This guy sucks.
He only likes bad TV.
He's bad TV and clowns. Fuck that dude.
This is gonna piss him off because it's so bad that it's bad. It's not even good. So this is better than that, I think.
Good.
And it appeals to me on a more basic human level where, like, I just look at picture and then my brain light up. It's like, ooh, you know that. You know picture. You've seen so many pictures.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It makes you feel good.
I feel that. I think this is fine.
Yeah.
Do you think we should rate this, or do you think it's just let's just vibe it? How do you feel? Just for a vibe? You know, I give it positive vibes.
Hope it gets a second season.
You hope it gets... Okay, all right. So this is kind of like... There's one game being played for this entire season.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And it probably took them one day to do. I guess I didn't watch the third episode yet, but I want to see their outfits. Did they change?
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Rob Lowe's been wearing these little white shoes. I like that. I like his little white shoes.
I'm just trying to think of how long it would take to film a whole season. Just like 8 hours, right?
Well, I think they're like 45-minute episodes. So, yeah, I would say, like, okay, we'd probably film 3 episodes one day. And then they come back for 3 more after that. And like,
that's crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy.
It's crazy people talk. Yeah. I'd do all 8 in one day.
Dude, that's a choice.
Give some of that good, sweet... goodness to Rob Lowe to keep him awake. Coffee.
Some good, sweet goodness to Rob Lowe to keep him awake.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite commercial, Josh?
I like the one with the horses from the beginning.
Yep. Since we watched this on Hulu, we had quite a few commercials, many of which were repeats, right?
I got that money for the fucking Hulu ad list. Who does?
I'm not knocking you, bro.
Oh, I know.
I'm not knocking. I was a fan of the commercials. It gave us a nice little break during this madness, which is this fucking television show. But we did watch a lot of Farmers Wants a Wife, Red Bull. I think we watched like at least 4 Liberty Mutual commercials, mm-hmm. a few Nordstrom Rack ones. And funny enough, there was a McDonald's one consisting of a guy who got up to the front of the line at the drive-thru and then didn't know what he wanted. And it made me just giggle that we talked about this the other day.
Just the other day.
And marketing hasn't changed over the course of the past 40 years. So I'm fucking happy that people are still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You're still killing it, guys.
Oh, oh, I'm here at McDonald's. I want Big Mac. Big Mac thing you get from McNuggies.
I like Nuggies. I like Chicky Sandy. I want this. I want that.
Give it all to me.
The best thing is you go to McDonald's and you can get things for like $3 sometimes. And then you could get a few of those things. Now, everything's so fucking expensive. You go there for a goddamn the Big Mac, it's like $15.
Yeah, but if you buy Big Mac and Nuggie, they're only $10 each.
Oh, yeah, so because of this new buy one, get one Super Bowl thing. You probably can get a Shamrock Shake in the matter of a week and a half.
Any day now.
Any day now. It's coming up. It's almost June.
Farmer Wants a Wife looks pretty good to me.
Yeah. I've never watched that show. Have you?
No, but I mean, it knows that I'm watching Rock of Love.
From what we gathered from the television show, four farmers have to find a city wife.
Yeah, teacher, you know.
One of them is vegan, you know.
Like what it means to be an American, you know?
There was a Jesus ad in the second episode.
Oh, my God.
Like an ad for Jesus.
It was pretty vague, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, some things are hard to say.
Yeah, I was talking to people that were using English as a second language.
Yeah, what's the hardest thing for you to say in English? And then they, like, say a few words or whatever?
Yeah, like TH sounds and stuff like that. And they're like, no, what's, like, the hardest thing for you to say? And they're like, I'm sorry. And, for you know, like, all those kind of things. And then all of a sudden they start talking about Jesus.
It's like, you don't have to be sorry. Jesus will be sorry for you.
Yeah.
In English.
Yeah. It was really, it just snuck it in there. And I was like, oh, damn.
Damn, like, is it hard to say Jesus? Like, I'm pretty sure it's not.
It's Jesus, and he's here.
It's hard to say Jesus, just as, like, it's hard to draw the prophet Muhammad. You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to. That's why it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an immigrant.
Yeah, and you're just like, man, It's not done yet, and you just keep adding, and just keep adding.
Jesus. Is.
Well, Josh, I'm happy we watched this. This was cool. I would suggest this if you want to have something that you don't have to pay attention on.
Probably straight down the middle, 2.5 out of 5-star game show.
Yeah, this is just fine.
Yep, I mean, you know, it seems like game shows are getting dumber and dumber. But as far as dumb game shows go, it's got Rob Lowe.
I think this is better than that Pepsi's or Cherry's Wild by Cherry Pepsi.
Never heard of it.
Well, it was hosted by Jason Biggs.
Oh.
It involved a giant wheel.
Because of the pie? No, the pie was apple, not cherry.
I've got no idea, but it was Wild Cherry Pepsi sponsored it. So it was
Pabst Wild Cherry. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was nuts.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm happy we watched this. This was a nice little chill Friday night, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's game show.
It was really, really nice to just relax. I liked it.
It's so relaxing to look at photos and have to say what the photo is.
It felt like I said, we were watching
Bird.
It felt almost like it was like a, yeah. We were just doing flashcards, like we were on Sesame Street or something like that.
I hope that the finale is ink blots.
You have to interpret it.
Yeah.
That'd be intense, bro. Yeah. This is that. This is the floor, everyone. It was fine.
You mean like this is like the floor, like we can't possibly go any lower with our podcast, right? Like this is as low as it goes.
Yeah, yes, Josh. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Not the Renegades. The Renegades is amazing, and I hope everyone's looking forward to the Renegades finale. God, yeah. It's the most crucial piece of media from 1982 to 1983. Crucial because it would have been forgotten without us.
It is.
And the DVD lady.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm excited for the last episode of the Renegades, to be completely honest with you.
I don't think the people like it, and that's because they're fucking wrong.
What? Who's the people?
You know, the general viewing audience of 1982 to 1983, but also the listeners of our podcast.
Oh.
Well, they're like, oh, I want to listen to Eyes Wide Shut. I want to listen to Bad Santa, maybe. No, maybe I want to listen to Donnie Darko. And we're like, no, you've got to watch the Renegades. What don't you understand? Did you see what the cop did with that baton? What the fuck? Did you see those wizards?
Dude, the wizards are the coolest.
Bryon's big ass weird face.
I need a man driving a bus and he's gotta be wearing short shorts and nothing else.
He better be hot.
He better be a sex man. Gotta drive that fucking bus to a helicopter. And then it's gotta be fueled. Where to go?
And a pizza.
Dude, I loved that episode. I loved that episode. Fucking film at 9 may be my favorite one.
Episode 5, a.k.a. Fuck, I don't know how my Star Warses work. But what I realized is that there, for some time, there was the same number of Star Wars movies as Renegades episodes.
That's usually how things with 6 installments work.
I know. I just think that they need 3 more episodes of the Renegades to bring it up to date, you know?
Just get everyone who's still alive to return and be like, all right,
the Renegades awaken.
The return of the Renegades. Three more episodes.
Yeah, 3 more episodes just to modernize it, you know?
They've got an urn filled with Swayze and they're just throwing it off of a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's like a spider monkey jump. It's chucking.
If you want to write in, please do. SwayzePod@gmail.com. We're on all the social medias at SwayzePod. Josh is on Letterboxd at Joshua CY. I'm on Letterboxd at Vincent Troia. Apparently, I'm the kind of person that likes to go on people's Letterboxd reviews and pick fights with people now.
What are you doing?
I did it the other day on someone's Copland review.
Oh, just about how much they love cops?
No, it was somebody was talking shit about the movie in like the effective way, the way I was approving of. And somebody went up there and was like, oh, this person is fucking, imagine trying to watch this movie in Detroit without cops. You'd have to like sit in your basement or something like that. And I was just like, Ethan doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't have a basement. If I did, it would flood.
Yeah, I don't have a basement, but yeah, I don't know. I guess that's the kind of person I am now. It doesn't really matter.
Wow, I go on there and I just like other people's reviews that I think are funny.
I do too. Follow us on there. We'll follow you back. We can watch movies together. If you like this podcast, would you like to be a guest on this podcast? Do you live in Metro Detroit? Hit us up. I don't know. Do you do podcasts too? Let's do podcasts together. We can watch more shows like this.
Or whatever the fuck it is that you like. Maybe Keanu has a game show.
Oh, shit. I hope Keanu Reeves hosts a game show one day.
I hope much better for him. I hope he doesn't have to unless he wants to.
They're Swayze adjacent. He couldn't be in everything. They're Swayze.